show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry, the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD. You can get it at 877-616-7445. Every little bit helps. We've made $89,954.50. And maybe we can hit that 100G mark before, I don't know, before next year, you think? In any event, we charge $20 for the CD, but for you, it'll be $23.50 because we're having to mail it. Also, we have our picture disc, which is available. Ask for Eddie. See what he says about that. Southern California, Edison. Here in California, we have had rolling. What is a rolling blackout? Well, basically what that means is they'll just black out any old community to conserve energy. And we've had problems with energy in California. It was back on here Thursday afternoon after selective blackouts. We were supposed to get some rolling blackouts in Southern California. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm sure selected areas have. I think Simi Valley got nailed. The second straight day after the state's power authority ordered rolling blackouts because the state was beyond its electrical capacity. And other reasons as well that might be a little bit of a surprise. With us is Brad Rifkin, who is an energy consultant. As I understand, Mr. Rifkin, you consult different businesses on energy conservation?
That's correct. We consult a variety of businesses on the West Coast as well as in Canada and Mexico on using energy more wisely.
Now, these blackouts are caused by power shortages, which are the result of deregulation?
The result of deregulation, they're not only caused by that, also, of course, the power companies have chosen at this time to send a wake-up call to the people of California. And so there's a lot of different reasons.
Well, let's talk about this wake-up call that you say the power companies have chosen to send to the people of California. What is the nature of the wake-up call? Do they want more money? And if they want more money for rates, why don't they just say so?
I don't know that it's more money. I think what it is, talking to people that I know in the business, the people of California have had it pretty good. They've had it pretty much the way they wanted it when it came to lights. For years, the state turned on movie theater Klieg lights. They had big neon signs for restaurants. People of the state have big landscaping lights, pool lights. We got a lot of calls at my office from people around the country who said, is there anything we can do to help the people of California? Energy, anything. Oregon, Washington, they want to send energy, and we answer the same way. We tell them, don't worry, keep your energy. This is good for California, and this is really something between the energy company and the people of California.
Something between the energy company and the people?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, what's happening here is Californians have been long drunk on wasting electricity. What do you do to a stumbling drunk? I mean, you
give him a cold shower.
You give him a cold shower, and you pour some coffee into him. This is a cold shower for the people of California. They've been wasting electricity. They've been blowing it every direction. This is a nice little slap to the face. It's nothing very hard, but I always tell my wife last night, have you ever seen that commercial for ESPN where it shows the slap fest going on between those two Russians?
Yeah, the two guys are slapping each other's face.
This is the energy company slapping California across the face.
And I take it the way you're talking is you think we need this?
Oh, I think definitely, yeah.
Why? Because we're wasteful?
Yeah, the people of California, unlike any other state in the union, maybe any other country, they got their pool light, their spa light, their landscaping light. They've got all kinds of lights, night lights. This state uses lights more than anybody else, and it's time, I think, somebody just came up and gave just a little slap to the face of the energy users of California. And I'll tell you this, Phil.
If we're paying for the energy...
We pay for the energy, but there isn't enough in terms of the plants that are open. I ran into a lady the other day, and she was buying an electric heater, and I gave her my card. I identified myself, and I gave her the bad news. I said she'd messed it up for a lot of people because she was...
Because why?
Because she was buying an electric heater, which is a wasteful, energy-draining appliance. And I couldn't believe my eyes. She's walking out of this store. I said, excuse me, and I gave her my card. I said, I'm an energy consultant. And she said, what do you want? I said, what's that? And she says to me, it's none of your business. And I said, well, I'm an energy consultant, so I just decided I'm going to make it my business. And she had her hands around it, and I pulled her arm away from the box. Sure enough, it was an electric heater. And I looked at her, and I said, do you know what this state is going through right now? And you've got an electric heater? Now, she said...
Well, look, I mean, if people are cold... Now, I know what you mean. An electric heater is...
Well, she said she was cold, okay? That's exactly what you say. And
what was her excuse?
Well, she talked about her age, and I said, my mother's 75, too. But she goes into her winter clothing, she gets her sweaters, and she puts them on. That's what I'm talking about here. And so what's happened now is because she made me angry, I'm going to call Edison and a few of the other power suppliers, let them know that the people in California are still running around, blowing energy every direction, buying electric heaters, buying electric blankets, buying all these energy-draining appliances. And the bad news I'm going to have to give them is they're not ready yet.
All right, we're talking to Brad Rifkin. He's an energy consultant. So you're going to call Southern California Edison and tell them the people of California are not ready to have 100% energy because we're still wasting.
Still wasting and wasting in ways that I am stunned. An electric heater, electric blankets.
Well, people are cold.
People are cold. You could use gas. Hello? Hello, anybody in there? Gas. Gas. Gas.
All right, 1-800-449...
Yes.
Right, 1-800-449-8686. I got it already.
The point I'm trying to make...
Is gas.
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Brad Rifkin from an energy consulting firm. Basically, the people of California have made the utilities so angry that they've decided to pull our electricity back until we begin to what? I mean, what can we do to get our electricity back other than stop using?
So I think showing some humility, showing some gratitude for what Southern California Edison's been able to do. I don't see the humility on the faces of the people in this state. I don't see Californians acting as if they're thankful for what Southern California Edison. You'd think that half the people that live in this town could just run right out to a river someplace, set up their own little private hydroelectric dam, and just start pumping and juicing it out. It don't work like that. And
well, what do we need to do to get a regular supply of energy?
Phil, I think some gratitude. I think humility on the faces of people around the state. When you see a guy in an Edison truck, what happened to the days when you take the guy a sandwich? What happened to the days when you take the guy a cup of coffee? You don't see that anymore.
All right, so you're talking about appreciation for the employees?
Appreciation? I don't like it. I know when I worked as a lineman for a utility company, I never liked it when people made direct eye contact with me. It used to piss me off. Excuse my language. It used to make me angry. Don't ever make direct eye contact with a Southern California Edison worker. Bring them a sandwich, show some respect, and sing the praises of the electric company. A parade is something. You never, ever see a parade thrown for...
What you're telling me here has nothing to do with deregulation. It has...
That is involved, Phil.
But it has a lot to do with just appreciating the electric company.
Right. Deregulation is involved. Yes, we got to get more plants up and running. But also, we got enough juice right now. But I'm still seeing people acting like they're entitled to it. You know, what I'd like to see people do, back off, show some respect for any guy with a tool belt up a utility pole, and you're going to think you're going to buy some of these energy-draining appliances, forget about it. It's not going to happen. Not on my watch. And
you said you walked up to that old lady. That she was 75?
Yes, sir.
You walked up to her in a parking lot, and you pried her arms away from the box?
She was trying to cover up what was on the box.
And you pulled her arm away?
Yeah, I had to because I wanted to make sure. And sure enough, I knew exactly what I thought was happening. She was trying to sneak across the parking lot with an electric heater.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You said that made you angry, so you reported it.
I immediately reported, yeah.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Peggy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead. Peggy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
I just wanted to comment to this Brad guy, this consultant, that I live in Kansas City, and he's acting like, you know, gas is the big solution for these people in California. I just
right.
like to report to him, since he's a consultant, that my
we got plenty of gas in California. Plenty of gas.
Well, Kansas City is, I've got a feeling, has plenty of gas, too, but my gas bill doubled.
Excuse me, on the TV station
the other night, they reported...
Can I interrupt you for a minute? Can I just interrupt? Can I interrupt you?
Kansas. Well, I'd like to just tell you that
But you're talking to me about Kansas City. What's that got to do with the price of tea?
Well, she's comparing
her experience. California is the only ones that have restaurant lights and pools and spas. I mean,
okay,
I'd just like to let you know that here in Kansas City,
how do you keep
City,
them down on the farm once they've
candles.
Seen the big lights of Kansas City? I got it. But what I'm saying is...
Well, don't put down Kansas City. I mean, the point...
I'm talking about, yes, Kansas City has lights, but L.A.'s got lights. I mean, we got Klieg lights for movie openings.
Well, does Las Vegas not have lights?
Not as many as L.A., because we got movie openings, so they always got them big Klieg lights that are going. You've seen them.
Well, what are you talking about?
What?
A broad getting out of a limousine with a mink stole and a thing.
What are you doing? What is this, Marilyn Monroe and Clark Gable or something? They don't have movies.
People choose to use electricity that way. They pay for the electricity.
Yes, but we
don't
have it.
Just like I choose to use my gas, I pay for my gas.
Look, Peggy, make your point about Kansas City. I think you were rudely interrupted.
Oh, Jesus.
No, my point was that I think he's acting like gas is the big solution for the California people.
Right.
And anybody can manufacture a shortage.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, they're reporting that we have a gas shortage. A little lady was interviewed on the news the other night, and her gas bill was $1,400.
Does she have an electric heater?
No, they were telling her to go buy one.
In California, if I saw that happen coming out with an electric heater, I give her my card, and I tell her, okay, now you made me angry.
But who are you?
I'm an energy. Look, and I got to report to these companies and tell them what I observe. Now,
you're the self-appointed righteous person that's going to call Edison and tell them, you know, to zap the California people because they bought an electric heater.
Well, they're running around here like they own the joint. Well, they sure don't make the electricity. And let's put in some landscape. You know what these people out here do? They've got hillside.
I have very good friends in Palm Springs, and they've got a beautiful house, and they have electric everywhere.
They got hillside lights. What kind of cheap crap is that, putting lights on a hill? And then they light that Hollywood sign up. I've seen it already. But I got to drive down there. There it is, Hollywood sign. That's great. How many times
are you going to
see that thing?
Do you think the White House should turn the lights out there?
I'm talking about California. So you keep wanting to make it about Kansas City and Washington. I said California. And I will say...
All right, I got a point to make. You say gas, right?
Yeah.
How do I turn the thermostat on at my house?
On the wall?
Yeah, that's an electrical switch.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's an electrical switch. So I got to go to the thermostat
to fire on the gas. Electric.
It's a wire.
No, that's gas-powered.
What, a gas-powered plastic?
It's electric that runs the thermostat.
What? See, you
it's
don't
an
even
electric
know.
Wire yeah, that runs the thermostat.
You guys don't even know. It's gas-powered.
A gas-powered switch.
Yes, it is.
Well, you don't know then because I build houses, and I know that you wire
you build
a thermostat.
If you build houses, then how come you go, it's an electric that power? You didn't even say it right.
Oh, look, what are we talking about here?
Well, you guys aren't even saying it right. I'm telling you it's a gas-powered switch, and that lady goes, it's electric, what turns it on or something. She didn't even know. So
it's a... A gas-powered switch.
The thermostat is electrically wired.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you do that?
A lot of these Californians got fire pits near their pools. Go outside and stand near that.
Oh, sure.
Look, there's a tiny little gas compressor that runs the
switch.
Do you
live in California?
Right. Yeah, I live here.
And do you have a pool?
Yes, I do.
How's it heated?
With gas. Thank you.
Oh, please.
With gas.
Okay.
And how much
Peggy,
is your gas?
Thank you for your call. We got to run along.
How much is my gas? Let me see. That was free.
You know, you're really crude, and I want you to back it down, okay?
All right, but I got a lot of people telling me my business.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking about our power blackouts here in California, and across the country, we got an energy problem. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Brad Rifkin is with us. He works with Energy Consultants International, which is a group of it's a company that sends out consultants helping businesses conserve energy. Correct, Mr. Rifkin?
That's and municipalities as well.
By the way, nobody has mentioned DWP, which is the Department of Water and Power in Los Angeles. Those guys are doing great.
Well, they had a guy by the name of William Mulholland who, back in the 19th century, built an aqueduct from Owens Valley into L.A. Now they have water. They got power. L.A. did it right because they had good people. But I'm not talking about the people of L.A. I'm talking about the suburbs. And these are the cities that surround L.A., filled with people who, you know, they just put in a new patio, and they've just expanded their family room, and they want to use more juice and more electricity. And it just starts to tighten my jaws, you know, and especially when I see these people with their brand, you know, their new appliances and everything that are electrically powered.
All right, let's go to a phone call here. Bud, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Bud, go ahead.
Phil? Yeah, this is Bud.
Yeah.
Bud, that little Brad, he said he's works for a professional company. He must be the janitor.
Is that right?
I live in a community in Southern California. We have only.
I happen to be the vice president of the company.
Oh, vice president, my foot.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a retired Air Force pilot.
So you don't do nothing. You just sit around all day long.
Yeah,
and
I can do something to you, pal.
You watch Bob Barker.
Let me tell you something.
It?
If you'd have pulled my hand away from that heater, you'd have been flat on your little pink Focus, and your business card have been up your nose.
How am I supposed to know what she's carrying?
Oh, brother, you're supposed to keep her hands off. You wouldn't have done it to me, pal.
Wait a second. She's buying an electric heater in the middle of an energy crisis? No way. It ain't going to happen. Not on my watch.
So you were the janitor anyway.
Not on my watch. And if you're coming out of a store with an appliance that uses too much electricity, Get ready for me to pull your arm away.
Yeah. You'd be flat on your little pink tokus, pal.
Yeah, who's going to put me there?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
You're retired, Grandpa.
Yeah. I can still handle a little jerk like you.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I'll meet you at the corner of 4th and Main. And
okay, what are we doing here?
This guy started it. Yeah, you want to get into it? You want to get in with me? You don't know nothing about electricity, okay? Give me a call with somebody who knows something.
Go charge your batteries, will you, pal?
Yeah, you go charge your pacemaker.
All right, 1-800-449. He thought it was funny.
Of course he thought it was funny.
Okay, but let's not have this contentious stuff, okay?
That guy started it with he was going to shove my card up my nose, which was a euphemism, by the way, for another part of my body.
I got it already, and I understand that he was angry. Here is Marie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Please don't threaten to kick my guest's rear end.
Don't beat me up, Marie. Don't beat me up.
Hey, Mr. Energy Conservative here. Okay.
Conservation.
Conservation. Okay, you're trying to make a point, but I think you have other problems, and they're your personal issues.
Such as?
You're spilling them over. Now, you're saying we should look to other resources like gas, okay? You're trying to find an scapegoat. First of all...
An scapegoat?
Yeah. The electric companies should have...
Heard of a scapegoat, but I've never heard of an scapegoat.
Well, okay, let me finish, okay? The electric company should assume the responsibilities. First of all, finish here.
You're sitting there powering your toothbrush and your hair dryer.
Right.
Yeah,
and you know what? And I'm paying for it.
No, you're not.
And if I'm going to pay
for it,
then I want to do whatever I want with my electric.
Well, guess
electric,
what? It's not
okay?
happening because you're going to have a blackout.
Okay.
We got rolling blackouts,
that's
so you don't
point.
Get to use
First
it.
Of all, the electric company offered to say, you know, if you pay this much, this is what you have to pay. This is
hold
what
on,
you
hold
do.
On. If so you
if
belch one more time
it,
into
I'm
that phone,
I'm going to put a neon light out if that's what I wish to do.
You put a neon
now,
light out
now in the
out.
Middle of an energy
what,
crisis.
What to replace the red
okay,
one you got hanging out already?
It's my responsibility whether
Man.
I want to just you know roll back on the energy crisis.
No, it isn't
not
because
for you
we got rolling
to look into what I'm purchasing and whether
people,
I'm using my curling iron, so to speak.
Look, you're telling me the way it ought to be. I'm telling you the way it is. The way
okay,
it is this.
One more,
you're
one more
keep
thing
with
that
the rolling
you said.
Blackouts
you
while
said,
you're using
what happens
your hair
to
dryer.
Appreciation or the guy who's going up the pole.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy is getting paid for it. Okay. Nobody's paying me to go up the pole, and I am paying my utility bills. Another thing.
Well, no one's paying you anymore for going up the pole.
Hold on a second. Let
no.
me finish.
Okay.
You talk about appreciation.
What is that supposed
okay,
to mean?
The electric company has never said, here is a cup of electricity for you to use for the day.
Look,
they've
if your
never
pocket
let
rocket runs 24 hours a day, you
free.
Know what I'm talking about.
One more point.
All right.
One more point.
One more
there
point.
Is a lot of people who are going to
how
work
how many batteries
every
you put in that vibrator? I bet you stick it into the wall.
Okay, I got to take a break. I got to take a break, both of you. 1-800-449-8686. They don't pay you anymore for going up the pole. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show. In the state of California, we've had rolling power blackouts. There have been a lot of reasons for that. They've told us that we don't have enough power plants. We have deregulated to the point where it's become too expensive for the power companies to buy energy. On the line with us also is Brad Rifkin, an energy consultant from Energy Consultants International, saying that, frankly, Californians have been drunk with electricity and that the utility companies want to take a wait-and-see attitude as to whether we're appreciative of all the electricity that we have, and if we are, and we're not using too many energy-draining appliances, then maybe we'll get our juice back. You said that we're like drunks who need to be slapped in the face.
Look, what I said was, with a stumbling drunk, you throw him in the shower, you pour some coffee into him. California's energy users are like alcoholics. They're like heroin addicts who need to just... have you ever had a guy walk up to you and just sort of stick his finger in your chest and sort of poke at you?
Yeah.
It pisses you off, doesn't it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, that's what the utility companies need to do with California energy users. Just walk up and go, hey, quit it. And just poke till you people get mad enough to start saving energy.
I wouldn't get mad enough to start saving energy. I get mad enough to start swinging on the guy poking me.
No. You got to understand... little poke to the chest.
And a little slap to the face.
You people, you brought it on yourselves. I didn't. That old lady with the electric blanket, boy, that PO'd me, man.
Here is Regina on the Phil Henry Show. Regina, hello.
Hi. Hi. Mr. Rifkin, number one, I think you have a Napoleonic complex.
I'm not the guy using all the electricity.
No, why should anybody humble themselves before you? We're supposed to humble ourselves before God alone. Number two,
look, a religious
you
nut.
Assaulted
this is
that
I'm
74-year-old lady
I'm talking about
by
electrical
grabbing
conversation.
Her package. That is
she's
an assault.
Not 74.
If she would have called
she's
the cops, you would have been arrested.
And I have a right
Number
as an
three,
energy consultant
what you're
to tell her
do is
to take that electric heater back and get her old butt into a sweater before she starts buying all those juice-eating appliances. So I'm glad you listened to what I had to say, okay? And as far as God is concerned, if
like
he starts
say,
using an energy-consuming kind of blower
like
or any kind of electric
Island,
blanket,
New York.
I'll kick his ass,
and
too.
That,
and I happen
I
to do come
to
from New York.
Hollywood,
the fact
I
of the matter is,
the
I live in
sign.
California,
just
and a lot of people from New York live in California.
Mean that
and I get to see it.
Every day.
All right, you, both of you guys are talking over top of each other. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Both of you. Why does that happen? Are they not able to hear each other or what? Because that happens so many times that callers just don't hear each other. Are you there, Regina, or did you just keep on talking?
Huh?
Are you there?
Yeah, I heard you.
Well, we had you on hold the whole time, so nobody heard your... Okay, and Mr. Rifkin, are you there?
Yeah, this broad kept on talking, so nobody heard what I had to say.
Well nobody heard anything that you guys had to say because you both were talking over top of each other, okay?
Well, how come she gets to talk?
Because
I was
I'm,
just trying to make a point.
Let's guest.
Regina, hold on. Uh-huh. I'm trying to make the point that you guys got to talk separately, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll start.
Would you like
I
to
think
start?
That, first of all, bringing God into this is really low. That's a
well,
low blow.
Did.
God's
you
got nothing to do with it, okay? Well, the fact is, all I'm asking you to do is to not look at a utility worker directly in the eye. That shows disrespect. Do you like electricity or don't you?
I called you Mr. Rifkin.
You like
I
electricity?
I do like electricity, but I'm saying...
Then
just
don't piss off a guy from Southern
Hollywood,
California Edison.
Just because you've seen the Hollywood sign every day, if I go to California, I want to see that sign.
Well, you don't get to.
And another thing...
Because we're taking the lights down.
Yes.
It's boring. Hollywood. Okay, I get it.
It's not boring. And another thing
and when you see a guy with a yellow hard hat, you better genuflect.
Is it my turn?
Is
I'm
it your
gonna
turn?
I'm not going to genuflect in front of a hard hat. Is
I didn't say genuflect.
Turn?
I said genuflect.
It's your turn, Regina. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going
to
tell you
Can I go get
else.
Something to drink?
I would think you'd have respect
you
and listen to her.
It's my turn, Mr. Rifkin.
All right, I'm going to go
I
get
would
the...
say another thing, that if you... My husband's a policeman, and if you grabbed a 74-year-old lady and tried to take the package out of her hand, you'd be arrested for assault. And another thing is they're going to play the old... supply and demand game. As soon as
she
do
yet?
Get them to cut,
she's
their,
still talking.
As soon as they do get to cut up their electricity, you're going to say you have too much, so that you poor things need to raise your prices because you can't sell what you have.
What'd you say?
All right. Here is Cheryl on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You know, some people are going to talk too much. I'm not going to listen to them.
Cheryl, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I got lots to say to this guy, but this guy is completely rude. I think he's just trying to ruffle everybody's
No, I'm not. I'm saying how it is. This is how it is.
You know what?
This is how it is.
Nobody.
Old ladies
and
electric heaters piss me off.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, now, he asked if I had something to say. No one is going to cut back on usage of electric and pay homage to electric workers.
Why not?
Because you say so.
Well, you better start.
Because all you need to do is to tell them, ask them to cut back. Be a gentleman, which I think is really hard for you to do.
And by the way, Medford, Oregon, we don't need any more of your lousy electricity.
I'm not from Oregon.
It's bad stuff,
honey.
We don't need any more of your lousy electricity because it don't work good. All right?
Are you done?
Yeah. So are you.
All right, here is La Habra, Shelley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, I agree with all the callers. I mean, the old lady should have called the police. Because
you
have no right to touch. You don't touch another person.
I just want to see what kind of box she's carrying.
But you can't pull her arm away. She didn't want you to see.
Yeah, why was she hiding it?
Because you probably scared her. A lot of older people, she doesn't know you. A stranger coming up to her. What'd you buy?
Well, let's say you're walking out of a store and you've got an electric hair dryer, and I say, excuse me, man, my name's Brad Rifkin. I'm with Energy Consultants International. Can I see what's in the bag?
For all she knows, she thought you
were... I'm asking you. What would you do?
I would probably show you, and then I would argue
there
with
you
why I bought it.
There you go.
Which brings me to the point, I bought two electric heaters this year, and let me let you know why. I bought them to save energy because I have a very large house.
Very large head of hair.
The bedrooms get very cold. For me to get the bedrooms warm,
insulate.
I have to turn my gas heater that runs by electricity.
Next time you see an Edison hardhat, Bauer's knee pads, do him a favor.
Let me finish now.
Yeah.
So, and you're a professional. Now tell me what's wrong with this. If I buy an electric heater with a thermostat, turn it on low so it doesn't get below, say, 60 degrees in the bedroom, so I can keep my heater on very, very low so the great big forced area...
Okay, it's been nice talking to you.
All right, let's see. Here is...
Jesus.
Morgan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, dude. You're a phony.
I'm a phony.
You don't know the first thing about what you're talking
about. I know more about the energy business than you do.
First of all, gas is more efficient than electricity.
Yes, I said that.
And
electricity, I already said that.
And you can only get 60% of the electricity out of the gas burn.
I already said that. I know more about the energy business than you do.
You called
me a what?
Number two.
Look at you,
don't know
Morgan.
The first thing about
HVAC. I hope the same thing happens to you to happen to Morgan Earp.
Anyone on this planet knows that a thermostat switch is electric.
No, it's gas.
Not gas operated.
Gas operated. It's gas operated.
There's no such thing as a gas operated thermostat switch.
Yes, it is.
You're full of crap.
I'm full of crap. What do you know about it?
Because I'm an HVAC mechanic, you vomit bag.
What the hell does HVAC stand for?
What does that mean?
Heating, ventilating, and air conditioning.
If I could get my hands on you, I'd pull your head off.
Pull my head off? Well, that'd be a hot one.
If I could get my hands on you, I would.
No guy named Morgan is going to pull my head off. Some guy named Morgan might give me head. But
okay, that's it. I'm sorry, sir. He said something crude to you.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm sorry I had to get nasty, but that guy's just too much, man.
I don't blame you. I think... he's an idiot.
He is an idiot.
But you know what? Anyway, the real fault of that lays with my producer who booked him on the show.
Well, unfortunately, I'm listening to a station in Dallas that...
I need to fire my producer. This is the problem.
That is now running some sports channel, and I don't get you anymore unless I hang on the phone.
All right.
But anyway, thank you for letting me have my time.
That's perfectly fine, sir.
And have a good evening. I do listen to your show.
Well, you're very nice. Thank you. You're fired, Mike, for the third time this week. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. You know, Taylor, you talk about that California Adventure one more time. I'm going to have to get you to get me some free tickets to that thing. Is that open yet? February what? Brand new amusement park down right across from Disneyland called California Adventure, and it's an adult theme park? So that means the roller coasters, you can booze it up, then go on the roller coaster, smear the inside of the cart with puke, and go right back out and hit it again. And I can see Mike nodding his head going, now finally a place where I can feel at home. So that's California Adventure, and it's going to be down there, and you can liquor it up and go out there on the... Now, the big roller coaster they got is called California Screamin', and it's like a Colossus-style huge-ass... Oh, it does a loop-de-loop? You know what? It's not that I'm chicken. It's that my inner ear. I can't do that. I got a problem. I'll go on it, but I get off a ride like that, and I'm going to puke. Yeah, I got an inner ear thing. Now, I don't get seasick, so I don't know what the problem is. Anyway... Moving on to this water thing, man. I wish I could sort of incorporate California's. Why was I thinking of that? Oh, yeah, when are you getting us tickets for that thing? You keep talking about your girlfriend working down there. Let's go. Let's get some tickets. Let's do it. Let's have a Phil Henry night, okay? At California Supreme Scream or whatever the hell the thing is. Now, this water deal here in California or power or whatever the hell we don't have enough of today. One day it's water, the next day it's electricity. DWP, LA City, Department of Water and Power ain't got this problem. You guys listening to this broadcast, you hear about California's energy problems, you got energy problems of your own, and you hear about Edison and PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, and we ain't got no juice. LA ain't got this problem, or anybody that's on DWP, Department of Water and Power. Why? Because of a guy by the name of Mulholland. Some old cat that came over here from Ireland, started digging ditches for a living, took a look around and said, geez, this is a pretty good place to film a movie. Stayed here and helped build the water company. And the guy built an aqueduct from Owens Valley all the way down to L.A., and we got all the juice we need down in L.A. City from that, and they got all the water they need. And this cat, everybody hated his living guts. You know, you can drive around here, you hear Mulholland Highway, Mulholland Freeway, Ventura Highway, in the sunshine, when the rain... Oh, no, that's another one. Anyway, this is a guy who's famous. But you'd never know it if you read about his early life. They hated his guts. They wanted to blow up that aqueduct. In fact, they tried to blow it up a million times. We still got people bellyaching up there about how they got swindled. Hey, guess what, pal? You got on the bad end of the deal, okay? But Mulholland, he went through the desert on a horse with no name. And another thing, oh, that's another America song. Okay. He didn't get any muskrat love, did he? And by the way, what is muskrat love? Don't answer that. If it's got anything to do with that ferret and that salamander, man, in the Bud commercial, I don't want to know. Call Richard Gere and find out what muskrat love is. So anyway, Mulholland is the man, and they got no juice problems down there. And that old guy they got who's running the DWP in L.A., remember he threw the big switch on New Year's Eve? And he's like, I got juice, we got plenty of lights. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And he threw the big switch, and they lit up that Hollywood sign like it's a freaking nuclear blast. And people are partying, not a problem. But what are we doing down here? So I got to run around. I got to get candles and stumble around and get... And then they said kerosene lanterns are a good idea. No, I don't think so. Because I've seen far too many Westerns where somebody throws a kerosene lantern against a wall and the whole barn goes up. I'm afraid Maria's going to get angry at me, pick up a kerosene lantern one night, throw it at me, and the next thing you know, we're all running from a flaming house, and there's an old, you know, the way things work out where I live, some guy in a steam-powered fire engine with a horse that's half dead, maybe a horse with no name, comes out, and by the time he gets the water going, the house is burnt to the ground. They start a bucket line. They start a bucket line in the snow. But yeah, so this guy, because I just got done reading a book about him and L.A.'s history. The guy's amazing. Guy Mulholland was amazing. But the crap he took and the people that hated his guts, they hated his living guts for years because he did all that stuff and finally brought all that juice down to Los Angeles. And he was the first guy to meter houses, water meters. He put meters on houses because people were using too much water. And the first guy he put a meter on the house, the guy chased him off his property with a shotgun. So he came back, and this started a court battle as to whether the utility company has the right to go on your property to read your meter. And they decided, yeah, as long as you give them tacit approval because you're taking their water and their electricity. Just all kinds of stuff like that. And man, if you consider he put an aqueduct from Owens Valley all the way to L.A., do you know what that goes through? Little thing called the Mojave Desert. Okay, so he's building this thing in 1903. There's no air conditioning. There's no tasty freeze. As far as I know, they did have prostitutes, but the beer wasn't cold. So, you know, there were these trade-offs. They're having to dynamite through these tunnels. I mean, it's just amazing that they didn't lose more men. There's no Krispy Kreme. There ain't no nothing, man. There wasn't any raging waters. And these guys are out there building this aqueduct through the desert. And they took them, you know, a few years, and they finally bring it on down to the valley, and they pulled the water in. It's amazing what you learn when you can read. And after I learned to read last year, I went to those adult literacy classes. They're fantastic. Okay, so did you guys see Temptation Island last night? I wasn't going to talk about it here. Maybe I won't. Maybe I shouldn't. But, oh, man, is that show my favorite now? Not really. I just want to say one thing. There's that one person on that show that I could even see myself hanging out with. A, because I'm not as cute or good-looking or ripped as those guys are. And B, because I'd probably wind up shooting all of them before the evening was, you know, over. I mean, how long do you want to listen to some guy saying, yeah, radical, you know, I don't know, my pecs, my dorsal fin, my triceps, everything. How much sex do you have? Pretty constantly. I mean, it really never stopped. Oh, I have to go to my job, but then I come home and I just start having sex again. They kicked that model off the island last night. The best-looking woman, they kicked her off. Now, these are some guys. They've got some talent to spare, okay? I guess they're good-looking guys. Good thinking, guys. You take the best-looking woman and throw her off the island. I guess you're trying to get into the good graces of the females in the audience by saying, see, men aren't shallow. They like women of depth. Oh, you mean like the masseuse who said, I hope I can stay because I haven't been skinny-dipping with y'all yet. So that was pretty wild. And, of course, Jesse Jackson, you having my baby? So we probably should talk about that as the program. And then one other thing, Bill Maher, I guess, had his hand slapped for saying something along the lines of this. Bill Maher and Politically Incorrect. He said, my dogs are like retarded children. You know, there just isn't any growth potential there. Now, I was thinking about it, and then I was talking about it with Melissa, and she came up with a very cogent comment. She said, isn't the show called Politically Incorrect? ABC made him apologize for saying that his dogs were like retarded children. The show's called Politically Incorrect. Isn't that what you pay the guy for? Well, it's just a name. Just because the show's called Jackass doesn't mean we really want to have... I see. You want brain surgeons on there. Well, that's right. The show's called Politically Incorrect. On a show called Politically Incorrect, you shouldn't have to apologize for anything that you say. Nothing. You can get fired, have the show taken off the air. I can understand if the show's just taken off the air. But Politically Incorrect should never apologize for anything that they say. Not that I think everything that they say on that program is right. Not that I even... Maybe I think he ought to apologize. But just out of principle, don't apologize. And who's the guy that went to him and said, you know, Bill, that thing about the retards? Yeah, you better apologize. Why? Because it was politically incorrect. That's the name of the show. You being wise with me now? You're a smartass, huh? It's the name of the show. Okay, that's it. You're fired. And now you understand how network executives think. You got it? Okay, good. It's Phil Henry's show at 1-800-449-8686.